Hey everyone, this is Katie with Beauty's Got Muscle. This week I'd like to talk to you guys about a very serious epidemic going on currently. No, it is not the government shutdown. It has nothing to do with our economic crisis. And in no way, shape, or form are we going to be talking about Miley Cyrus and her poor life choices. This week I'd like to talk about car etiquette, or the lack thereof, currently going on within the world. Specifically, parking lots. To some, parking lots may not be a really big deal or something you think about. Until you're in that situation, then everything I'm going to say here today is just going to click. When we're on the road, for the most part, we all follow the rules. You signal when you're going into another lane. You stop at a red light or a stop sign. You go one way down a one-way street. You get where I'm going with this. But for some reason, which I can't wrap my mind around, the moment we enter a parking lot, it is a goddamn free-for-all. See, I used to drive my 1978 Nova named Ned as my daily driver. And the parking lot is easily the one place I was most terrified to go with Ned. When driving in a parking lot, your alertness needs to be through the roof all the time because you are driving through a minefield, my friends. One-ways mean nothing in parking lots anymore. Stop signs are just decorative red octagons. The entire parking lot is a crosswalk. Pedestrians will be everywhere. It's like a real-life game of Frogger. However, the pedestrians always have the upper hand. You go out of your way to park in the furthest spot possible, where there are two curbs on either side, so that only one spot of your vehicle would be exposed to a wild card, aka other drivers. Now you go inside, you do your shopping, you purchase an extra bottle of water and chips just to eat as you're walking back to your car, because that's how far you parked away. And then you see it. The seed of Satan parked right next to your car, over the line, and diagonal. Not even a courtesy space. Like, I don't understand that. Now is not the time to get creative, people. These white lines are here for a reason. You go in them and you stay in them. This is courtesy, not creativity. You stay in your lines. And I don't know how to stress that in any other way. Now, I believe in car karma. And I didn't stutter there. It's car karma, which is do unto other vehicles as you would want done unto your own. I don't believe in keying, kicking, dinging, slashing, or hurting the car. Because it's not the car's fault it's parked improperly. It's the driver's fault. You wouldn't go and kill a horse because it was tied to the wrong tree. And if you would, you're crazy, I think. I'm pretty sure that's crazy. Don't kill that horse. Please don't do that. Not all of us like to park in Guam like I do. Some of us look for the good spots right up in front. When you're driving around in circles for 10 to 15 minutes and you come across this one area, all of a sudden you notice it in the distance, an empty space, and you approach it closer and closer and closer, and you're about to make the left right into the spot, and then you realize that there is a smart car parked in the space, and then you understand that you are living in hell. Now, to that smart car driver out there, do you intentionally pull all the way into the space to give us that small shredding gleam of hope just to be a prick? You are driving a car far too small to be deemed an actual vehicle. But I digress. And then there are carts. Just these little time bombs rolling around, blown by the wind, just waiting to meet the quarter panel of your vehicle. And then you come out and you see it just kissed right up against it, the little ding, and you want to pull your hair out and kill everybody around you. Meanwhile, there's nobody around you because you parked in Guam. Like, someday, you can't win in that place. It's dangerous. The only time to be in a parking lot is when nobody is there. I think that might be a big issue with the parking lots, is that everybody believes that it's their parking lot, and that's not how this works. We're kind of all sharing it. It's like the mixed bowl at a bar. Those are everybody's peanuts. They might be dirty and foul, but they're there for everybody. Not my best analogy. I was going to go somewhere that with the peanut analogy, but at this point in time, I can no longer remember where I was going. Something with cashews and almonds. It was going to be good. We're not all... Nope, that's not it. You know what? I've got nothing on that. If you're a person, don't be the dirty peanut in the bar bowl. I was trying to bring it back, but I'm not sure if I successfully did it. So if you are not bothered by any of the things I've said today, then you are one of them, and there is no saving you. that's about all the time I've got today, guys. Thank you very much for listening to me rant and ramble. This has been Katie with Beauty's Got Muscle, presented by Heels and Wheels and the Performance Motorsports Network. Remember to check out my website, beautysgotmuscle.com, and like our Facebook page. Stay tuned for what's up next after a quick message from our sponsors.